Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection. For over 50 months, the revolutionary force in talk entertainment. The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you... It's time for the Family Feud Bragging Rights Special. Introducing Team Raw. R-Truth, John Morrison, Santino Marella, Sheamus, CM Punk, Ezekiel Jackson, and Team Captain The Miz. Ready for action. Playing against Team SmackDown. Rey Mysterio, Jack Swagger, Alberto Del Rio, Tyler Rex, Kofi Kingston, Edge, and Team Captain The Big Show with Mascot Hornswoggle. On your mark, let's start the Family Feud. Here's the star of Family Feud, Nikki Haymon.
Thank you. Don't applaud. Just throw money and give me about a minute and a half while I go kiss at least 10 of these guys.
Oh,
but this is not the Game Show Network. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is the North American Wrestling Connection. And as you heard our fine host, Jim Williams, my name is Nikki Haymon. On the heels of an up-and-coming Bragging Rights pay-per-view, we have a small group of the usual suspects, starting from the Toledo area, Mr. Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Why, thank you, Nikki. Good evening, everyone.
And on his way to Toledo, I'm not sure where he was coming from. That would be our resident Steelers fan, Mr. DJ Peckins.
I can't wait till tomorrow because I get better looking every day.
And all the way up in the shiny red center of the Big Apple, that would be Mr. Jason Block.
Well, we are 3 outs away from the end of the Yankee season. Oh, this is not a fun time to be a Yankees fan right now.
It's never been a fun time to be a Reds fan, so what?
Excuse me, Nikki has them all beat. She's a Cleveland Indians fan.
I am not.
You've been to 2 World Series.
Actually, I have you all beat. I'm a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
You win. Done.
You win.
We don't have
done.
A Cubs fan, do we?
And I think I just heard piping in a Mr. VRM. Are you out there, VRM?
Yes, I am. I said we don't have a Cubs fan in here somewhere, do we?
I hope not for their sake.
No. CM Punk hasn't called in.
Don't get my hopes up. Please do not get my hopes up. But sports is a no-no.
Okay. Sorry.
UFC doesn't count for that, does it?
What?
UFC doesn't count for that, does it? Because we got Lesnar this week.
No, it doesn't, and I think that's something I forgot to put on my docket. Vince McMahon may discount UFC as competition, but I really think it's going to slap his buy rates in the ass.
Oh, big time. I think people
definitely.
Will.
No doubt.
I mean, people want to see Brock Lesnar destroy Mr. Cain Velasquez, and it will be another million buy night for Dana White. And if Bragging Rights does not get above 200,000 buys, I'll be shocked.
Plus, the arena itself is probably going to be 3/4 of the way full because they are actually running the Target Center in Minneapolis, which is the same night as the Vikings and the Packers on Sunday Night Football. They were actually having $20 seats that they were almost giving away for the pay-per-view, and they were calling it a Target Center. Happy birthday, 10th anniversary, something like that, 15th anniversary. But in reality, it's basically we can't sell tickets because everybody wants to watch football.
Oof. That is the perfect storm for WWE, and not in a good way.
No, it's not. And it seems that Raw's had all kinds of bad news this week as Teddy Long just kind of pranced onto Raw and took over.
And that was actually kind of for the better to me.
Well, I'm not to be a recap show because we are not a recap show. But what was the general manager going to do about it, especially after the last time?
May I have your attention, please? I've received another email from the general manager.
Why do you have to hate, Joe? You need to play by the rules. You've got the crazy eyes.
The North American Wrestling Connection mourns the passing of the Raw General Manager's computer.
Why, thank you, Daleks. Just a reminder to self, go find the doctor. Kill all of you.
Oh, God, Jim. Take off.
Yeah, Doug is himself every single week. That was marvelous.
Understatement.
Sadly, I've been sitting on that one because that was supposed to be played the night that Edge decided to murder the laptop, but this was just as appropriate as one of Teddy Long's first duties was to unplug the laptop and casually tuck it under his arm and walk away. To my knowledge, I believe he put it in a bubble mailer and sent it to Jericho and said, crack the code, playa.
Yes, X
point for Nikki.
X plus 1 equals Y. You know that.
So, and from there, SmackDown then proceeded to lay the SmackDown on the entire on the entirety of Raw and most of their own show.
Yeah.
Might make Pick'ems a whole lot easier a little later tonight.
Uh huh.
Mm.
Now, let's see. I can speculate about the laptop all night.
I'm more of a Craigslist guy, but that's okay.
Oh,
what?
I know which section Stryker hangs around in.
Not anymore. You can't do that. Can't do that. That's illegal now.
They took it off, didn't they?
Yes. Not that I know of such things. Yeah.
There were a couple of things that we do need to take a quick peek at. Since Barrett is having fun just grinding Cena under his heel, Barrett is just absolutely loving life, and poor Cena is walking around with the poor sad face. WrestleCraft's having a field day with this, and Josh, you're a crapper yourself. Have you read this thread yet?
About what? Sorry, I was getting stuff ready
Cena,
later on.
No, it's fine. It's titled Cena Get Over Here and essentially the entire forum has come up with all these scenarios of Barrett making Cena do impossible things, ranging from dividing by zero to watching TNA Impact and actually enjoying it.
I don't believe I've really read it.
Wow. Okay.
A shame. But yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I did not read that thread, but I did read the thread started by our own Nikki Heyman about the 1001 privileges of bragging rights, and I was in stitches, so very well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I can't take credit for half of those, but, oh my word, just what these people come up with. And even
you
though
got the ball rolling.
I did. And while the forums have separated completely from WrestleCraft, it's still a really fun place to go. Even, you know, they get a little smarky, they get a little silly, but hey, there's also a handful of us female fans that post all kinds of crazy pictures of John Morrison.
Not this again.
Hello.
What? Just the parkour is not butter?
No, we're not doing this again.
Nikki, don't leave Josh out. He likes to post pictures of John Morrison, too.
DJ, I will have your head for this.
Oh, you just download the pictures. You don't post them. I'm sorry. Go continue.
I will have your head on a silver platter.
Oh, I better get this whole thing re-reeled.
But if I could be serious for a minute.
Yeah.
I loved it.
But the only thing, by the way, you are right. Wade Barrett is having a fucking field day with being a total douchebag. Okay. Now, what?
And I was just gonna say, just the fact that you just sit there in the back of your head every time you see him doing something to Cena, all you hear is, "Oh, dick move."
Yes.
What you were going to say?
I was going to say the only thing he hasn't done yet is made him wear the T-shirt, and I think he's going to do it on Sunday.
There's actually little more that they can still do. For instance, John Cena singles match. He's forced to come out to Nexus music.
They need to give him. Well, the fact that they're marketing a Nexus hat. I'm surprised they haven't at least made him wear that if he's not going to wear the T-shirt. The armband is unfortunately too subtle, but it's enough that he either the fact that he does his entrance a little differently, or he's stuck walking out, three steps behind Wade.
What I would like for them to do, and I don't know if it's set up accidentally, but I would like Cena to go. And bear with me here, full-fledged heel, we would think, at least anyway. But members of Nexus would disappear one by one, Cena would take them out from within, and then all of the Nexus members, Daniel Bryan, meaning Sheffield and Tarver and Young, who would again rejoin Nexus, all reappear at the Royal Rumble and come down during a John Cena versus Wade Barrett match and interfere in the match. That would be my plan for it all, but I would think John Cena would at least have to give the appearance that he's full-time heel with Nexus, but take them out one by one and then have them reappear. So that's my little backstage booking, I guess.
That's fine. I'll steal one from the thread I mentioned earlier. Cena, get over here and wear this funny wig. Why do I got to wear this funny wig? You put the wig on and then we're going to paint you darker. What do you mean? Your name is Darren Young. No.
He won't need much calling up.
That's what I mean. All they got to do is give him the wig and a paint job, and he's all set. speaking of the group, since we're joking about the members, even though Joe Henning and Husky Harris lost their tag match to Cena and Orton, do you think, and I'll start with you, DJ, do you think they will still be indoctrinated and welcomed into the Nexus?
I do think so. I think the way that Wade Barrett was talking, I think it's going to be a technicality. Maybe they say Husky Harris and Michael McGillicuddy won't be in Nexus, but maybe Wyndham Rotunda and Joe Hennig will.
I'd love to see it done that way. What do you think, Josh?
Pretty much. It's going to be bound to happen. After all, Wade Barrett has been in collusion with those two at least. And no matter what he says, yeah, he's been in pretty much contact with them. They're going to wind up in Nexus probably by the time in 2 weeks' time.
Which would definitely
that
work
would put
for them.
You right in the middle between Bragging Rights and Survivor Series.
Perfect. VRM, are you still with us?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for some UFC stuff because I haven't.
Oh. Okay. We'll get there. We'll get there.
What the hell is that outside? Hold on.
Yeah. While he's away, did anybody watch NXT Tuesday night? Because I didn't.
No.
Nope.
So, yeah.
I'd rather watch Glee than NXT.
I've been dedicating my time to my emulators of late. I just recently added a Game Boy Advance and a Nintendo 64 emulator to my library so that I can play Final Fantasy 1 and 2 and Tetrisphere, respectively. I find them slightly more interesting than watching the chicks, anyway.
But I might tune in for Goldust and Oksana's wedding, which WWE weddings are always the best. They're better than any wedding I've ever been to, so...
Oh, hey, I've been to a pretty... You know, I've been to some cool weddings. I've been to a wedding of 600 in the reception.
Woo! That's huge.
I've been to a couple of weddings myself. Unfortunately, I haven't been to a wrestler's wedding yet. I missed out at one at the beginning of October when a former guest of ours, Mr. Aaron Williams, recently wed Brittany Sarvin. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Cool.
I hope to run into them at some point if I get another gig somewhere in the next couple of weeks. Jabari, freaking call me. Anyway. And I have not had the opportunity to make a wedding into a wrestler's wedding, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I bring up NXT briefly because of a fun little faux pas that is probably going to get Titus O'Neil fired.
Oops.
Uh-oh, what did he do?
I didn't hear about that.
Okay, Mr. O'Neil apparently either accidentally or accidentally on purpose posted a lot more about himself than any of us really need to know.
Did he pull a Brett Favre?
Yes,
that's
he did.
That's the description I've heard. Within a few minutes, he tried to play it off that he'd been hacked. Unfortunately,
no, he didn't.
No, unfortunately, my friend, you got to find a different. You got to go to a different terminal if you're going to try to pretend that somebody hacked your account.
Whoa! Are you trying to do it from the same IP or?
Yeah.
It came through the same BlackBerry. So you know what? What are you going to do now? If this gets back to
Titus O'Neil, what is it? Titus O'Neil picture. Do I have to put the P word in there?
Try the P word in front.
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
I don't even know.
My computer's not designed for that. My computer's the only one in existence that is not here for porn.
Well, I have not seen the pictures yet. This is the first that I've heard about them. But I doubt that he pulled a Brett Favre because I doubt, like Brett Favre, that he was wearing Crocs when he took his pictures.
Wow!
Okay, back to the Stro. I'm gonna go watch it now.
I think I'm going to try to change the subject very quickly.
Yeah. Wow. We've gone from Wade Barrett to Titus O'Neil's junk. Okay. Wow.
Well, let me go back to Wade Barrett for a minute. You know that the man has arrived when he is the one and only face you will see on this year's Survivor Series poster.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All decked out. Wringing his hands in anticipation with that smug bastard smirk that I'm just going to bow and worship for right now. Thank you.
We have met Wade, Nikki.
We have. We had the opportunity before he was a superstar, when he was still operating down at Ohio Valley Wrestling, traveling with Paul Burchill. Were you there, DJ, when I was introduced to him?
Yes. Yes, I was with you at that time.
So, crying out loud. Give me a second.
what in the world is going on here?
Phone's being stupid.
Titus O'Neil's trying to send us pictures.
No, it was essentially a referee was trying to call me.
Oh. Excuse me.
Time out. I might have lost. Apologies to the guys in the chat room. Something just went wonky over there. And I'm still connected. We still have a radio show going on here. You guys still with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Still with you.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully the switchboard doesn't close the.
No. I'm gonna reboot the chat room though. Okay, now, let me see.
All right, there we go.
Okay, that's what happened. Okay. Now, this is going to be the one little piece of the show that I will require somebody in the room here to wear a referee shirt.
yes.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Sorry, I can't wear the ref shirt. I'm biased already.
No. Honestly,
I don't know. I have no idea what the subject is, so I guess
you have one. Do you have one big enough to fit me, Nikki?
Mine's a one.
Yeah,
inch.
Just
is
used mine.
Okay. Vince McMahon posted on WWE.com a request amongst the WWE universe to stand up for his company, specifically because of disparaging remarks and assorted video that has been essentially used as a stack of mudslinging towards Linda and her current campaign. Now, if he had not even said anything about Linda and his campaign, I'm sure there will be people bitching about the fact that it's propaganda, but every corporation has one of these videos. WWE has played this video at just about every televised event I've attended. So, Jason, what's your beef?
My beef is that this my beef on this is A, the timing of it, because as of, by the way, I was looking right now, Blumenthal has a 10-point lead over the 10-point lead over Linda as we speak. Okay? Secondly, I believe this is absolutely political propaganda and an unpaid political campaign announcement for Linda McMahon. This has nothing to do with corporate stuff. This has nothing to do with quote unquote standing up for WWE. However, I will agree because right now there was a decision made by the Connecticut Secretary of what the fuck was her name?
State.
The Secretary of State. Yes, Secretary of State. Basically saying that voting registrars in Connecticut can request voters wearing WWE clothing to cover up since Linda McMahon is closely associated with World Wrestling Entertainment. This is the Associated Press reported this today. There is a federal law that does not allow political material in polling places. So that's BS. That's bullshit. But I don't think that, put it this way, I think the timing is incredibly suspect on what Vince did.
I don't disagree. The election.
I'm sorry?
I don't disagree with the timing, yeah. And I personally think that, you know, if Bear was running for office and I happen to own a multi-billion-dollar company, I'd probably do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, it would have been Linda's money anyway since she still has shares within WWE. So, big deal. I don't see a problem with it. I do have a problem with what the Secretary of State's doing, because that's ridiculous. You know, you can't tell me what I can and cannot wear to a polling place. If it doesn't say Linda McMahon, then it's not political.
It doesn't say McMahon.
What?
Doesn't say McMahon, period. It's not political.
There you go. So,
I mean, if I wear my Triple H shirt, I mean, am I going to play the game and vote for Linda? I mean, what the hell?
That's just that. The First Amendment ends in a period. I was silly in one of the times I went to the elections. I wore a Kurt Angle T-shirt just to see what people would do. The one that said "Freedom of Choice." Tap out or the Angle Slam? Surprisingly, nobody said anything. Just for this, I probably would wear a WWE shirt to the polling place. Granted, it's not going to do a damn thing in Ohio.
Yeah.
Don't you know, though, that Brutus the Barber Beefcake is running for governor?
Is he really?
Wait a minute. That's what John Kasich's real nickname is. Damn.
No, but I'd come out of principle in that case.
Well, let's just play along here for a little bit, okay? All right, Vince McMahon is trying to defend his company against malicious charges, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what are those malicious charges? That they don't provide health care for their workers, correct? Is that one of them?
Because they're independent contractors. He's not required.
Okay.
From what I understand, they're getting hammered more so on the fact that they've promoted in the past violence against women and racial undertones and vulgarity. You know, they always talk about the Katie Vick angle and the Mae Young and Mark Henry angle. I mean, it's more so that stuff than health care and insurance for workers.
And also the steroids as well.
And steroids, yeah, and Chris Benoit and all those issues lumped in. Now, if it were all the former issues, I would take more of an issue with it, and that's why I do take issue with it, because they talk about that more so than the health insurance. I think the health insurance is a major issue, and if they wanted to talk about that, that's fine. And if they wanted to talk about the deaths of wrestlers, even then, that's fine. But when they talk about the fact at all, they promote it's a TV show, and now they're a PG show, and they're more kid friendly, they're more family friendly, so that shouldn't even be an issue.
Yep.
So that's what I take issue with, I guess.
I just disagree with the fact that they're digging up material that's over 10 years old, or in the case of the Katie Vick angle, almost 10 years old. Stuff that, you know, that is not relevant to the current television product, whether Jason likes it or not. The fact that, you know, you're right. You know, how many candidates are going to sit there and protest, you know, when the West Wing was still on? When, you know, what was the other one? Capital Critters, for crying out loud. Or the DC Puppet Show. I forgot the name of that one.
DC Puppet
Little Bush?
Little Bush.
Not Little Bush. There was actually a puppet.
There was also something on Fox called the Half Hour News Hour as well. But by the way, the most surprising reaction to this week was, do you know, did anyone read who supported Mr. McMahon on his blog in his campaign? Did anyone remember? Mr. Eric Bischoff.
Well,
yes, I read that.
Eric Bischoff is the far right of the teeter totter, so that Keith Olbermann can actually stay on TV.
So yeah, I mean, but is this going to have any effect, do you think, on the campaign?
I don't think so.
Go ahead, Apart.
I seriously doubt it. I really do, because the pundits are now going to focus on the whole, he's mad because that he's not allowed to be able to show his merchandise at the polls.
And let's get one thing clear. Jason's right. This is politically motivated, and it is in relation to Linda's campaign. But you know what? Regardless of the political undertone, this was long overdue. They should have been doing this when you have guys like Irv Munchnick or whatever his name is who hammers WWE every chance he gets. You know, people in the mainstream media that don't understand wrestling and don't understand wrestling fans and thinks we're all uneducated hicks who, you know, tune into wrestling every Monday night, you know, and it's a fake wrestling show of guys in their underwear that are rolled up and rolling around on a mat with each other. And, you know, those are the perceptions that they have, and a lot of them are clueless. And regardless of the political, yeah, it's politically motivated, but, you know, it achieved something that should have been done a long time ago, regardless of, you know, what is going on with Linda McMahon.
And like I said, the video itself, even, you know, if you take is essentially, yes, it is a corporate rah-rah video, but it's stuff that the mainstream audience doesn't know. Some of the facts are slightly exaggerated. Some, not all, but you cannot deny a lot of the stuff that WWE does to give back to the community, and this is something that Vince has every right to be shouting from the rooftops,
especially with his association with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which, by the way, is an amazing charity. If you have not seen it, and I believe I heard a statistic this year that John Cena has become the number one all-time WWE wish granter sometime this year, I think.
Yeah, won't surprise me.
Yeah, he might have. That video brought tears to my eyes. It was so well produced.
And John Cena had another honor that was mentioned in one of tonight's Did You Knows, that he is now one of the celebrity ambassadors with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The other one? Michael freaking Jordan.
Pretty good company, so, if you ask me.
So, you know, Cena, you deserve this.
Amen. And also, he's also involved with the Tribute to the Troops, which, by the way, for those who don't know, I believe it was announced this week that they are taping it at Fort Hood, Texas, this year.
Oh.
I believe this is going to be the first stateside troop show.
Correct.
In the 9 years. And from what I heard, a lot of the wrestlers are really happy about this.
They love doing the show. They just hate the travel. 20-plus hours
and
in a cargo plane with all the gear.
Yeah. And since now the whole thing about the main part of the fighting's over with over there in Iraq, they're not going to go over there anymore.
And another good thing about having, did you say it was at Fort Hood?
Fort Hood,
yes.
Texas, yes.
Because that's where last, I think it was October, early part of October last year, where there was a gunman who killed a number of servicemen and women at Fort Hood.
Yes, that is correct.
The Fort Hood Massacre, quote unquote. So that'll be therapeutic in their process too. I know it was over a year ago, but still, you know, it's hard to get over things like that. So WWE going down there and seeing the troops, whether they're returning from Iraq or whether there are people that were on the base when that whole ordeal happened, that'll be a good change of pace, and definitely for the wrestlers and for the people that are down there. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
So, you know, good for WWE, and whether it's, you know, whether he's doing it for Linda or doing it for his company, it still needed to be done. And frankly, you know, we've got 10 days until all this political bullshit is over with, and this is why I hate politics.
Yeah. Well, we've got 10 days of nothing but nonstop.
Nonstop. Yeah, nonstop nonsense. see. Do I have anything for that? Do I have anything for
Non-stop
that?
Nonstop room.
No. I think I had some. No, I do have some for that.
Because that would be stupid.
So.
Although, you know what, it would be awesome if we had, like, political ads in real life. You could have things like Josh Henniger's running for Lucas County Commissioner, but do you know he downloads pictures of John Morrison?
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to have to get my first shirt out.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
That's right. Keep bagging on me. Come Sunday, I'll be bashing you.
Are you a beast that come Sunday, I'll be taking my title back?
Oh, don't feed his ego.
Don't feed his ego. Oh, God. Oh. This train hasn't even gotten on the track yet.
On the subject of
Did somebody mention train not on the tracks? Let's segue to TNA.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, very good.
Good.
And
very
this is
good.
When I turn on the Stro. Yeah, Mickey knows what I'm talking about.
Yes. I will not give any details because I don't want to see this channel shut down, but somewhere out on the fine interwebs, VRM has found a wonderful place to watch the Monday Night War. After all, since TNA have been doing reruns most of the year, it's better to watch the original episodes. After a week of grumbling and grousing over the fact they had exactly 6 minutes of wrestling time last week, they did a little bit better this week. I think it came up to they did have a match within the first 20 minutes of the show, but they only had about 20 minutes of wrestling for the entire 2 hours.
They almost had more wrestling on the talk show Reaction than they did on the wrestling show Impact, which is insanity to me. Russo!
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was here on the show that somebody told me this or I read it somewhere, that Vince Russo once said that the perfect wrestling show could be done without a ring.
I read that on Jason Powell's ProWrestling.net, yes.
Okay, well, you know, I could ask somebody else about that and get his...
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
That episode was on the Stro 2 days ago.
Cool. But, yeah, I'd like a certain dead man to tape up his fist and discuss this a little further with Mr. Russo.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a scary person.
What's that?
And he is a scary person when you meet him.
You speak from personal experience. You lived.
That's right, barely.
Remember, though, it was my ticket that got you out there. Anyway, with roughly 17, 18 minutes of wrestling into the show, Jason, you watch TNA. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well. I watched TNA and I watched Reaction. And Reaction, now, I must have needed some of Rob's stash to watch Reaction because it was basically the explanation of how, you know, the smoke monster was basically out of the chute. You know, I felt like I was watching the de-emphasis of Lost, okay? And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll deal with that, right? Now, this is the editing fail of the week, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of Reaction, where they just spent an entire hour going over the fact that Dixie Carter is no longer in control of TNA and no longer has any power whatsoever, and she's basically at home with her husband, Serge, I believe her husband's name is.
Yeah.
The first thing with the credit was, you know, a Jason Hervey production created by Eric Bischoff and Dixie Carter, produced by Dixie Carter. And then I believe there's a sound for that, Nikki. Please play that for us, please.
Don't mind if I do.
Whoa!
Yes, that's a fail. Because basically, that's basically saying what you have just seen is pure and utter bullshit. Okay?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
You know? And again, these last 2 weeks have exactly shown us why Hogan, Bischoff, and Russo should not be in the wrestling business. Period. End of story. It's been awful. Awful stuff. And while I may rail and bitch about the WWE, these last 2 weeks on the WWE have been masterpieces of wrestling television compared to the crap that TNA has put out over the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
See, do I have another button for that? I might.
Failure is not an option.
No, that wasn't very good. I'll have to do better next time.
Yeah.
So, speaking of fail, Michael Cole, you're up.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, I'm going to slap him around a little bit for his absolute... God help me, what, you know, whose stuff did you find? The fact that he was tripping over his lines all night, all through SmackDown. He forgot that the referees are unbranded, although he might have just been, you know, he might have just been doing it to try to be a heel and say, oh, the only reason that the SmackDown guys are winning is because all the referees are being paid by SmackDown. No. Just the fact that we see Goose and John Cone and Jack and Chad and all of them on Monday nights, too. Cole, you go to both shows. Do we need to find something else for you to do, or is just something wrong with you?
You were wrong. 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 You were definitely wrong.
Anyway. But SmackDown just had another field day with all the Raw guys. Although, admittedly, we ended up with four or five very good matches. The six man was a lot of fun. Santino and Swagger was fun, was more fun than it had any right to be.
Thank you, Hornswoggle with the eagle and. Didn't he cobra the eagle, if I remember correctly?
Yes, yes, he did.
Oh, how did I miss that?
He cobra the swagger soaring eagle.
Eagle was followed with a tadpole splash. I mean, you know, Mutual of Omaha should sue. God, my Dennis Miller tendencies. Jason had filled me in that due to a small legal matter, R-Truth was unable to attend the festivities, leaving poor Tyler Rex with nothing to do except for a spectacular run of essentially a dozen finishers in a row late in the show. If they didn't have the Kane-Orton main event, they could have ended the show on this flurry of bragging rights finishers. Just an amazing run. Everybody just taking their turns running out there. You know, whoever's in the ring, just give them your finisher. And boom, and boom, and boom, and boom. It's beautiful. Go hit their YouTube channel. If you missed it, go watch the sequence. It's just awesome. Unfortunately, it still doesn't do anything for the momentum, which is going to make the bragging rights pick'ems very, very interesting. So shall we get that?
Mm-hmm.
I will be abstaining from picks, even though I haven't picked in a long time, because I only keep the UFC talk.
Oh, but I wanted to do eight people.
No, you're fine. Actually, VRM, let me borrow you for a couple of minutes here, and give us a rundown about tomorrow night's card.
All right, tomorrow night, of course, main event, Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez. They've actually been doing the UFC primetime in order to get ready for this. Earlier today in the press conference, people were nagging about trying to learn about Brock's personal life, and he says, basically, he said, no, you want to talk? We talk about the fight. My personal life is that, just that, personal. End of story.
Attaboy.
That said, Brock's got an epic beard going on right now.
I need somebody IM me a picture. I have not seen this epic beard.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get there.
Yeah, I have never seen this man anything but clean shaven.
Yeah, his beard right now is, he's sporting this epic beard. It's like I forgot who he sort of reminded me of when I first saw him, when I saw him with the beard, but it's like, damn, he didn't look like he doesn't look like him.
Yeah.
He looks like Paul Bunyan.
Trying to find it, so keep going.
Yeah.
All right, undercard matches. You got Jake Shields versus Martin Kampfman. Diego Sanchez versus Paulo Thiago. Tito Ortiz actually fighting in UFC again against Matt Hamill. And then you have Brandon Shaw versus Gabriel Gonzaga, who no one's ever going to forget the night when he KTFO'd Crow Cop with a kick. On the prelim card, which actually goes on Spike, you got two fights, Court McGee and Ryan Jensen, and Patrick Cote versus Tom Lawler.
And what do you think, how do you think the buys are going to go on this one?
Honestly, Lesnar, I think, is their strongest draw right now. Him and GSP are the two strongest draws. Throwing the fact that Tito's on the card, I'm going to have to go solid 900. Solid 900. More than likely a million, but solid 9.
Okay.
It's a loaded card.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like. I'm going to put an extra point on here.
There you go. Check. There's your picture right there. It's more
he
of
looks
a
like a. He looks like a cleaner cut Anvil, actually.
Yeah.
He looks like a cleaner cut Jim Anvil Neidhart. Gary. Okay. On to the pick'ems.
Yes.
It is a 6 point, possibly 7. I might do something with the buy since VRM's given me a number on UFC. So let's see. Real easy list for you, Josh. So since there's only
five
matches
on the card.
Yep. So
the bragging rights is going to be probably at least an hour because of the elimination. Maybe.
And I give, I would give Kane Undertaker 45 minutes for a buried alive match.
Yeah.
Which is basically a glorified street fight. And I hope they have the front loader like they did in 2003. But that's just me. We'll start at the bottom of the card with Natalia, who will be officially facing Layla, but you know she will be facing Lay Cool in her bid for the Divas title. So, Josh, since you're the one writing all this down, I'm going to start with you.
Right.
Can Natalia do it?
Natalia will do it, but they're going to lay cool, still hang on to the belts, because, remember, it was put over to Michelle McCool last time I remember. So, bait and switch tactics. Natalia wins, though.
Okay. Jason, what do you got?
I got Natalia winning this, and I got Natalia winning this clean. It's about time. I think Lay Cool has started to wear a little thin in the what's the word I'm looking in the beautiful people white category.
EJ, do you agree?
I want to say Natalya. I really do, and I'll be pulling for her on Sunday. But I really do think the Lay Cool reign of terror continues, so I'll take Lay Cool.
So Lay, let's win.
Yeah, DJ wants is essentially saying Layla for the win.
Yes, yes.
And Vera,
so
I'm abstaining from the entire card.
Boo.
All
right.
Shoot. Natalya by DQ. I think we're building to something here.
All right, everyone picks Natalya, including fourth Typho Jim. DJ, you're alone.
Phew.
I'm always
That's
alone.
It.
Next match.
B-card bragging rights match. Daniel Bryan has challenged Dolph Ziggler. And these two, I think, are going to match up really nice. This is a match I am looking forward to on the card. DJ, who you got?
I agree with you, Nikki. I think it's going to be a great match. I think they're going to give the win to Mr. Ziggles. I just think that it would do a lot for his reputation. It would do more for him than it would do for Brian, even though Brian's kind of been jobbing a lot recently. So I'm going to go with Dolph Ziggler.
All right. Jason?
The burial of Daniel Bryan continues, and I'm going to say it as long as they're booking him that way, Ziggler wins easy.
I still don't see why. I don't see why you keep saying that, Josh.
Whereas me, I do believe that the continuation of Bryan winning the big matches, as in pay-per-view matches, is going to continue. Daniel Bryan wins.
I want to say Brian, I really, really do, but I'm taking Ziggler on the momentum rule. Brian was making Ziggler tap like a fool Monday night.
And also, just one note, remember, they're doing it by points. Natalya is considered, is Natalya considered a SmackDown or Raw superstar? Raw. So that means...
Yeah.
Once that match is called, the other match is pretty much called as well.
Right.
Oh, boy. And, Jason, did you put down Ziggler or Bryan?
Ziggler.
All right. Myself and Jim are going with Daniel Bryan. The rest of you are going with Ziggler. Next match, please.
Okay. WWE title match. Randy Orton is facing Wade Barrett. Barrett has John Cena in his corner. Now, keep in mind that this is a straight-up one-fall-to-a-finish match. Jason, what do you see?
Okay, this is what I see. I'm just trying to phrase it right, so come back to me, please. Because I have a scenario. I'm just trying to figure it out right.
That's fine. Josh?
Whereas me, I'm pretty much seeing Orton's going to get beat down during a match. However, miscommunication amongst Nexus, namely David Otunga, is going to cost Wade Barrett the match. Randy Orton is still your WWE champion.
DJ, I'm sure you agree with that.
I do. I hearken back to the match at No Way Out a few years back where Shawn Michaels was in the corner of JBL and his match against John Cena. You have to think automatically, oh, Shawn Michaels is in his corner, JBL is going to win. He didn't. John Cena won that match, and John Cena will play the role of HBK in this match, and Randy Orton will retain. It's too soon to put the belt on Barrett.
It is. I would love to see it on Barrett. I really, really would.
I would too, but they won't pull the trigger.
No. Orton, essentially, this is a variant of the handicap rule.
So, yeah, Josh, put me down for Orton retaining. Jason, your scenario, please.
My scenario is this. This is where Cena gets fired. Right there. Cena is going to fuck. He is going to directly cause and go against Barrett's orders because he can't stand no more. He's going to snap, and Orton will win, and Cena's going to go away for a while.
And do a movie, that's right. Because they're doing principal shooting for Cena's next movie starting next month.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, clean sweep on Orton. Next match.
Buried Alive. Undertaker and Kane face off in another of the Brothers of Destruction signature matches. Of course, Paul Bearer being in Kane's corner could mean some help for Undertaker, but I'm not seeing it. What do you think, Josh?
Pretty much what I'm seeing here is Kane's going to win yet again. Taker's going to go away for a few weeks, come back to Survivor Series, and finally end this, taking Kane's title away.
EJ, what do you think?
You have it in a nutshell, Josh. I usually this is the blow-off to an Undertaker-Kane feud for a while, and this time it's going to go in Kane's favor. I think you're right. Kane's going to win, and then they'll have their final match of this final series at Survivor Series. Wow, it's a
yeah,
lot of series.
Considering it's the 20th anniversary, too.
Good point.
That Monday makes it exactly 20 years. So, Jason, do you agree?
No. I think that Kane is going to win this, and I think it goes to one more match, and Kane will win that one, too, and Undertaker goes away for a while, up until WrestleMania, I think.
But you're still picking Kane to win.
Absolutely, I am.
And so am I. So that'll make it easy for you.
Outside of fourth, we have everyone a Kane. Last match,
now,
I guess.
The last match, which is the 7-on-7 Raw versus SmackDown bragging rights match.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a two-pointer. One point is the winning team. The other point is name a survivor of the winning team, meaning that it doesn't have to be. I think it's elimination. So there is only going to be one guy left. So,
not necessarily.
This isn't a Tornado or Cibernetico, man.
That's true. So, but you only need to name one survivor of the winning team. So I'll start with you, Josh.
All right. This is probably going to be a bit cockamamie, but I am going to pick SmackDown to win. And survivor, Rey Mysterio.
All right. Jason?
Raw gets its revenge for last year. I mean, Raw wins this year.
Can't blame St. Bonia.
And I'm going to pick The Miz as a survivor. Easiest 2 points I can get, I think.
DJ?
I'm going to go with Raw as the winning team, and I will also pick The Miz as a survivor.
I'm taking Team Raw, for sure. Who would I want surviving? Because I don't think it's going to be The Miz.
Santino.
No, that's funny as hell, but I'm not picking Santino.
Ahmed Johnson.
Zeke's actually going to go pretty early, which is a shame. No, I know how to end this show. Team Raw wins, and just you, Josh, John Moore.
Hate so much. By the way, fourth pick's no contest for King Taker.
Interesting. So they both get buried. Paul Bearer wins.
Yeah, there you go.
Paul Bearer's going to eat all the dirt. And that's how they're going to get uncovered.
Oh, no.
Everybody out. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Everybody out, pal. Why must he bag on me so much?
I'm sorry, Josh. It was too easy.
It just kind of happened that way. I was actually, Nikki, if you were going to go to the point where you said Raw and then pick, like, the number of people and pick the names, I was actually going to say The Miz and Mr. John Henninger, I mean John Henningen himself, John Morrison.
Red rum, red rum, red rum.
Josh, down.
Do you know Relic is killer spelled backwards?
You know Red Rum is I'm going to kill you spelled backwards? DJ, I hope I see you Sunday so I can give you your just desserts.
Just desserts. Is that the name of the boat that you and John Morrison are going to buy and sail off into the sunset?
No. You're making me unhappy.
It was love at first sight of glitter abs for you, huh?
All right, that does it. You don't win the title. Congratulations. You get nothing.
No kidding. I'm having a hard time finding a place to watch the pay-per-view this weekend because I don't have enough people to justify having it here at the apartment.
Lane and High has it.
I called them. They're not doing it.
Really?
I'm not surprised. It's a very, very untrivial pay-per-view that they'll likely get rid of next year if they finally pull the trigger and, you know, consolidate the rosters to one roster again.
Anyway, no, believe it or not, if I want to see it at a B-Dubs, I have to go to freaking Delaware.
Wow. Dang.
Which is a north suburb of Columbus, which is a good, you know, 20, 25 minutes away.
Huh. Kind of sounds like what I have to deal with up here in Toledo. Having to go good 25, 30 minutes away just to go watch the pay-per-view.
Right. So
I always thought that Hooters had it.
Nope. They got rid of it years ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen the last pay-per-view I saw at a Hooters was a SummerSlam.
Probably SummerSlam 04, in fact.
Probably.
HBK Hogan main event.
No, that was
05.
Oh, dang.
And don't get started on that one.
But because even though they're not advertised as a blast area, Hooters, I remember in 2008-2009 school year when I was a senior at Ohio State, at the Hooters on Hilliard Rome Road, they still did WWE pay-per-views. But that's in Hilliard. You might want to check that place, too.
Okay.
By the way, DJ, are you still wanting to go down to Uptown Downtown?
I haven't decided. I'm probably going to be going to TNA tomorrow night in Michigan. And then depending on that, like my money situation, if I'm going to end up. Pardon?
You poor sap.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm just going because I think Mr. Anderson's going to be doing pictures in the ring, so that's my motivation for going. I really could care less about the show because I've seen everybody on the roster. I've been to, what, 4 TNA house shows so far? I've seen every match that they've done so far, basically.
So you've been to the one here in Toledo, then?
No, actually, I went to... because I was in Columbus for the Ohio State-Miami game. That was on the 11th of September, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up – I've been to 2 shows in Troy, which Nikki, I think, has been at both times.
Hobart Arena.
I was
ticket for the other one.
Oh, did you?
I've never been there, but I've been to the Myers way too many times in Troy, and that Culver's as well.
Well, I know. Did I do both shows in Troy? Yeah, there was a convolution with a ticket at one of the Troy shows. I just remember I had to drive out there for something with the tickets, and then I drove down to Cincinnati because I was working Jimmy's show.
Yeah, that's right. So you didn't go the second time, but I went to two shows in Troy, one show in Columbus in April of 2009. Pardon?
I didn't go. I haven't been. Every time they've been to Columbus,
That was a WWE pay-per-view night, I think. It was the 26th of April of 2009.
Okay. So, yeah.
I remember actually going out to the airport area to get something to eat, and I saw, like, Daniels and Kaz and some of those guys that were going into their hotel, and I'm thinking, I wonder if they're going to meetups to watch the WWE pay-per-view. But anyway, I remember seeing two shows in Troy, one in Columbus, and then one in Wheeling in March.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to four, so this will make five tomorrow.
Huh.
And then I'll probably go watch the Steeler game somewhere Sunday. So I don't know if I'm going to be, like,
in the area.
I'll be back. I'll be back here in Toledo, but I don't know if I'll be, like, awake and motivated to go. But I'll let you know. I'll shoot you a text or something.
Right.
And like I said, me and Bear are pretty much going to flip a coin about going up to Delaware. I do want to see the pay per view. I do want to see Daniel Bryan Ziggler and the Buried Alive match specifically.
Oh, and by the way, Nikki, something that I did forget to mention on the show, not considering my show, mind you. SmackDown Raw 2011, you pre-order at GameStop, you get $20 off either Survivor Series or TLC.
Really? Wow. I might have to make a small investment then.
Yeah. $60 game to get a $20 discount on your next pay-per-view.
I will control.
And if you have a friend like I do up here, you get the next two pay-per-views for $20 off.
I'm gonna talk to my buddy Victor. I think we might have some.
Yeah, as long as someone gets the game from GameStop, you will be just fine on that. Or get the game before, and pre-ordered.
Yeah.
You know.
I got to find a GameStop around here, so.
All right.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks again. And
yep.
Josh, no hard feelings, really.
There's
going to
be real hard feelings between me and DJ.
I've got a joke, but I'm just going to leave well enough alone.
You better.
You want to, DJ. Who was asking? Oh, DJ, no, never mind. Don't worry about it, guys. I will be in touch with you guys sometime during the week, and we'll see what happens with the next show.
Right.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
No problem, DJ.
Have a good night.